Alan, just to close this out, any thoughts about the issue of the gut microbiome in cancer biology, as well as the impact of antibiotic use on a response to checkpoint inhibitors?
So one of the things we're doing in the microbiome is a bunch of us are collaborating, because there ain't no way we can make inroads without. So we're meeting the Mayo Group, Harvard, us, and Memorial are collaborating on projects.
Are any of those centers, I mean, I've heard like Jeff Weber, for example, is doing stuff where they collect a stool. Are you guys doing that?
Yeah, we do that. We're just starting to do that. I mean, the problem is, how do you collect it? Yeah. And when you collect it, do you disturb the biome? Well, you do. The first question we're asking is, we have lots of data that show that lifestyle things will change outcomes in colon cancer patients. Diet, nuts, you know, tree nuts, not peanuts. So we are looking to see if lifestyle changes the biome,
That's
for example.
I mean,
just, but it's so, you have to start somewhere.
It's very complex. It's very complex.
What about the antibiotic story? Do you buy into that?
Well, in terms of...
Predicting benefit from checkpoint inhibitors.
Yeah, so, no, I don't buy that per se. I don't know, but I do know that I think that clearly the biome is the key to whether the immune therapies work, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of these bacteria actually modulate the immune milieu and actually do, in some ways, well, they go both ways. Some actually are very beneficial to immune therapies. Others actually predict resistance, but also can increase the level of toxicity, especially with the CTLA-4
inhibitors. If you think of it, the body, our body allows these microbiota to exist in a space where the immune system should have easy access. So there's got to be some permissive nature that is going on, and I can't imagine how that isn't relevant to the efficacy or lack of efficacy of immunotherapy.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio program from a closed roundtable discussion on the use of biomarkers in the management of metastatic colorectal cancer.